It's Matt Dotson live in studio at WGMURadio.com. Playing in right now is Ryan Cam, and who else is in studio with me right now but the man himself? What's up, man?
What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in. You know, we were talking on, I think it was like Twitter. We were talking in DMs because just one day I was going through, you know, social media, and everyone's talking about you and your music and how your stuff's playing at, you know, parties in JMU. I'm like, Ryan Cambides from high school? I'm like, he's a rapper now? I was like, what? And I was like, I gotta check this out. And so I go on Spotify and I check out the EP, and I'm like, yeah, this is good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. So, you know, that's why we asked you to come on in, man.
Right, yeah. I actually just picked up, like, the whole hobby. I had been really into music for my whole life, but I haven't really, like, taken that step to pursue it myself and to try and, I don't know, create a career out of it. And it's been a great time. I've had so much fun learning how to promote, learning how to do all mixing, mastering, just all the different aspects to it. But I'm still so new to it, so I'm learning so much, like, every day.
But this is, like, totally DIY for you.
Yeah, 100%. I made the whole project in my dorm room, actually in my college apartment. But that's kind of how I am, you know, like, I kind of go and do my own thing, get it my own way, kind of.
Well, it seems like that's what a lot of guys are doing right now, is we've gotten to a point where there's software that you can buy. You can buy your own microphone, and people can make stuff in their houses, in their basements, in their dorm rooms. But, like, the production is solid, man.
Thank you
and,
so much.
You know, like, the tunes are great. So, like, what about the instruments and stuff? Are you playing all that too?
I actually had a lot of beats for this project, but I didn't end up putting any of them on the project because I don't know, it just didn't fit the vibe. It didn't come like collectively as I had imagined. But yeah, so I make beats and do all my own like engineering as well of like the voice.
You say you just picked this up, you just started doing this DIY music stuff. Where did this come from? What inspired you to go down this route? It's women, right?
No, there's actually a guy, he's named Felly. He has been like doing it by himself, since he was like seventh grade. And I just picked up on him. I just started following him, like 2 years ago. And I was just really into his stuff. And I really liked that it was just all his own thing. I liked the idea of him just creating in his room and not having it be this big production. Cause that when you're not making music, you look at that and it's just, it looks like unattainable, you know. It was kind of a starting point. Like I was able to see how he got into it, and I kind of mimicked like what he did, not music wise obviously, but just like his flow, his workflow, his like how everything works, you know. I really was inspired by like his drive to go out and just get it on his own, and that's kind of where I took initiative.
So the style of music, you know, it's hip hop, right?
Right. Yeah. And
would you like group it into anything else? Anything more specific?
I don't know. People ask me like, what would you say that you are? Are you an artist or are you a rapper? I would say I'm more of an artist, and especially like the new stuff that I'm making is definitely more, it doesn't sound as much like I'm rapping. It sounds way more like I'm singing and more put together song. I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to attain a more professional sound now.
So favorite song on the record, or the EP, I guess.
Mine?
Yeah.
I love Surround Me. I've loved that one, like, since I put it out the first time. I think I also, like, have kind of a connection with that song because it's my first song.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Literally the first song that I made all the way through. It wasn't the first one I wrote. It was maybe, like, the third song I ever wrote. But, yeah, so, like, whenever that one comes on, I vibe to that one. But also, I would say College Casa. I can get down with that one. I actually didn't think that College Casa was going to be as popular as it is. I'm really
well,
hyped that people
that?
Feel that. I really, honestly, I don't know. I'm still learning like what people like and how, I guess, the industry and just how to read people. I feel like a sociologist sometimes, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's weird to say that, but I'm really happy that College Casa is one of them. I'd probably say those two and then Time Back. I just like the musicality of Time Back.
Yeah. Where are a lot of the lyrics coming from? I mean, obviously, some of it is pretty straightforward. You're talking about your time, you know, as
right.
a college student.
Honestly, I go to the hook first, the hook and the chorus, because that's what people vibe to, you know. I make sure that I can get one of those for, like, the beat. Once I start on those, like, that's where I determine the whole theme of the song is, like, the first line of the hook. Whatever, like, sounds like it flows, whatever fits the vibe of the beat is what I'll, like, go with, you know.
Yeah. We're talking about how you're surprised that people are vibing to certain songs. I think that's where I first found your music and sort of reconnected with you was right. Everyone was talking about your music was playing at this big party in Harrisonburg, right?
Yeah, that was that
so
was,
like
yeah.
How does that happen?
Actually, I didn't know at first. I was sitting on the lake with a bunch of friends, and I just got like 5 Snapchats randomly. And I was like, well, something's going on. So I like checked them all, and they were all of like this pool party at JMU, and my music was playing. I think it was my cousin who was on the aux. He put it
up. Oh, yeah?
But yeah. But people were vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
like it a lot. And that, I've heard that from other people too. It's like they'll walk into a party or they'll like show their friends and then they'll see them later and they'll just be like vibing to it. So that's actually really cool to like hear that people are really enjoying the music, not because they know me, but because they actually like the music.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Like, because I feel like there's a difference between, oh, this is my homie, I'm gonna play his stuff because he's my homie, or I'm gonna play his stuff because I like what he made.
Well, yeah, I mean, and then there's your mom,
right?
And then there's
absolutely.
A girl at a party.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels like a bad comparison. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that's the shock jock in me coming out. I apologize. Hey, I want to know actually, what's your mom's favorite song on the EP? Does she have one?
She likes Time Back a lot.
Yeah.
She likes that one a lot just because of same the musicality and the messages. I like the messages in that one too.
How's she feel about you saying dirty words on some of
your
songs?
I think that she knows that at some point, like it one, it's you know, it's like the industry, it's just part of it, you know.
She didn't give you a talking to?
No. But yeah, she's definitely warming up to all of them. She likes coasting a lot too.
Yeah, I mean, hey man, my parents had to sort of get past the fact that I was gonna make dirty jokes on the radio and I wasn't gonna become a lawyer. We're making our own ways.
Exactly. That's
cool,
what it's
man.
About.
The song that we introed into, Visions, there's sort of an interesting introduction.
Yeah.
And it's got like a squirrely voice, sounds like kind of a chipmunk voice singing. Is it like a foreign language? Sounded like Japanese.
Yeah. The original sample is from, I think, some TV show or like the end, like where the credits are rolling or something. And
oh,
it's
yeah?
like a slow, like Japanese tune.
Yeah.
And then the guy like sped it up and made
That's
it
awesome,
hype.
Man. Yeah. I like that. No Pressure by Ryan Cam. You can get it on Spotify?
Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Amazon, Google Play, everything. Yeah. Visions was actually, it was supposed to be the opener to the whole thing. Like when I sent it to my friends, they said it was like a presence, like it stood out, you know,
yeah.
like because the energy was like
yeah.
high for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, energy's great, man. That's why we came in with it. That's actually my favorite song.
Oh, thank you,
on
man.
The EP, man. I dig that one a lot. And then yeah, I do vibe to College Casa.
Yeah,
Casa,
yeah.
Casa quite a bit. Jesus, I sound horribly white interviewing you, man. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sure most people who know us are going to be listening, and they're going to hear. I mean, they're like, Dotson doesn't listen to hip hop. He's a fraud. Yeah, I am a fraud. But hey, no, I like the EP, and I, you know, I like your style, man. And as soon as I heard it, I was
Thank
like,
you.
I gotta get in touch with him. And
thank you.
You
yeah.
know, I think it was sort of a contest of who could message the other first to get together.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. Yeah. Was it me?
I couldn't even tell you. You know? But hey, that's part of your, you know, your DIY thing where you're reaching out to people yourself.
Right. I'm having so much fun with all that. It's not enough to just make music, you know, and I love that it's not enough because that makes you go out and it makes you really work for it, really like reach out. And like, I feel like there's a difference between the people that like go out of their way to like make connections just to get the name out. Because actually my friend was telling me like it is super lucky, like when something happens to like a local artist or somebody small and he gets like more popular. It's like a lot of luck, but you also have to be able to put yourself in that situation, you know, to get that opportunity to come about.
You go to James Madison.
Yeah, I do.
Which is located in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Lovely
yep.
town.
Yeah.
The meth capital of the country, right? Something like that? Is that?
I don't know. It might be.
Is that a joke only outside of Harrisonburg?
No, I think it's around, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been a part of that scene.
Oh, good. Well, speaking of scenes, what's it like to, you know, compare it? Because you're from Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I'm from Leesburg. Yeah.
And so as far as the music goes and just like that vibe being a DIY musician and doing like the hip hop artistry, what's it like comparing Harrisonburg to Nova?
Unfortunately, I didn't really like when I was making this whole project, it was the second semester of sophomore year. So literally just before I came back. I'm about to go to my junior year. I was just kind of like in my room doing all this. I really want to like get out and collaborate, but I hadn't at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know too much about the scene there. But when I go back, I'm going to learn so much more. I'm going to get so many connections. I'm going to really try and start performing all around, like bars, parties, everywhere, frats. But comparatively, I don't know if I can like give an accurate comparison because I don't know either too well. But I'm getting a little more familiar with the scene around here in Nova. I did a show last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, so that, it went really well. I was really hyped. It was my first show ever, so I was just like up having fun on stage and stuff like that. But it was so fun. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, the scenes, I wish I could give a better comparison. But I think the scene down in Harrisonburg is actually pretty live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I'm excited math, to get back down there and learn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, a lot of artists use their roots as part of their music and part of their lyrics. So is there any Nova in your music, if that makes sense? I know there's like a bad stigma with Northern Virginia.
I know.
And it seems like preppy and stuff. But, you know, I've found different vibes that I've been able to sort of identify with, and it's not just like the preppy, you know, snooty
area
that people call it. So, like, is there any Northern Virginia in Ryan Cam?
I would want to say no, but I guess maybe a little bit. I just love, like, especially in this area, like, the support, regardless of if it's, like, who it's from, if it's from, you know, hip-hop heads or if it's from, like, preppy people.
Yeah.
The support is there, and I really appreciate that. It's so nice to, like, be able to post something or be able to, like, come out somewhere and actually have people show me love and, like, come out or play my songs or, like, show their friends my songs. Obviously, it's not any L.A. or Atlanta for music, yeah. But I love the people, and I love how effective it is to getting your name out and just, like, all the love that I've been getting.
Yeah, man.
It's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And, hey, if people want to check you out on social media, where can they find
you? Yeah, Ryan Cam, just search it on Instagram, Twitter. I have a Facebook page, SoundCloud, Spotify, everywhere. It's just Ryan Cam, R-Y-A-N space C-A-M.
Awesome. We've hinted at this already, but if people haven't already figured it out, you and I went to high school together.
Yeah, we did.
It was one of those weird things where we never really talked. We never, like, hung out or anything, but, like, I knew who you were.
Right, I knew who you were, too.
Yeah, well, most people knew me because I was the asshat that wore the Batman costume. But, you know...
I remember that.
Yeah, that gets referenced way too often on this station. That's the price you pay when you do radio with people from your high school. But that's just kind of like a cool connection, is, like, we never really knew each other, but, you know, now we're here, we're in studio, we're talking about your project. Do you think of anything about that high school, about Tuscarora High School, when you're doing your music?
Not too much about high school. The people in high school, though.
Well, like, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So do you write any songs about people that we went to high school with?
I have a bunch of songs, though, where I'm, like, shouting out homies and, like, I don't really, like, specify names or anything, but I'm talking about people from home, from high school. There were so many great people at that school, really. Yeah. And so I enjoyed, that's what I'm talking about when I say, like, when they were sharing my music and, like, showing me love. It's those people.
Well, because, and that's how I found you.
Right. And that's pretty much, I don't want to say my only, but it's most of my listeners right now, my fan base, and they're really pushing it. It's really cool.
You call it a source of inspiration?
It's not like I want to prove anybody wrong or any, you know, stuff like that when people
you're a
say
kind
that.
Person. See, I'm a hateful person.
You want to prove people wrong?
I just want to make people angry.
Right. No, but I definitely think it's a source of inspiration. Like, I'm always looking for the next step. I'm always, like, you know, hungry to get after it, you know.
Good on you, man.
Never to, like, settle. One of the things that really does drive me is, like, the thought that I'll be able to, like, have a show and it's not only those people, but they come out as well and they, like, see and they, like, you know, like, they vibe with me and I can, like, have fun with them after and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so you say, you know, you're always going towards the next step. What is the next step?
Yeah. Now?
Yeah.
I think shows, singles, especially when I get back to Harrisonburg. I'm going to try and do a few more shows in Nova before I go back down. But yeah, it's just getting the name out. I was reaching out to, actually some PR companies reached to me, but I was reaching out to Hot New Hip Hop and, like, promotional websites like that. And I think that's where I've been looking for the next step, is to just reach people that are not local, who I don't know, basically strangers. So
yeah. Are there any artists that you're looking to collaborate with, local or otherwise?
Yeah, a lot of underground people, but they're a lot bigger than me, you know? So, like, Healy is one of them, Felly is one of them, Rex Life Rock, I like him a lot.
You ever reached out to any of those guys?
Yeah, I've talked to all of them, but it's just making it come together is really tough, like, with their schedule, and they're all over the place with, like, tours and stuff like that. It's tough to plan with them because they are definitely more into it than I am so far. But I think that also helps with the next step, because it kind of brings me in with their audience,
mm-hmm.
and they can listen and they can vibe. And if they like it, then that's fans who I don't know, which is exactly what I'm looking for.
You've done all of this yourself, which is impressive. And so would you have any advice for someone that may be trying to do the same?
The first step is the hardest. You know, for me, the first step was, mm-hmm. making beats. And I was making beats for like a year, year and a half before I even bought a mic. And I feel like it's just like people get a beat machine, they use it for like a day or two and they're excited about it, and then they drop in, never touch it again. So I feel like if it's like something that it's a real goal and it's like something that you really want, it's just work. It's just, it's hard work and it's just putting time and it's sacrifices. Like there were a bunch of times my friends were like, they got mad at me this semester for like not going out. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I have to get this project done or whatever.
Yeah. It's dedication, man.
Yeah. It's definitely time, effort, practice, just all of it.
You skip the party, so you are the party a year from now. Hell yeah, man.
That was the goal. That's the vision. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Hey, you, before we wrap, do you have anything else that you want to put out there?
I just want to shout out everyone who's been supporting me so far. Like, it's really been super cool to get so much love from you guys. Obviously, my parents, my family, they've been very supportive as well. And pretty much everyone else who's been vibing.
That's awesome, man. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Ryan Cam, No Pressure. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music. Follow him at Ryan Cam. Anything else I'm missing there?
That's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming in, man.
Thank you. Should've won, wanna die with your friends. You're only with it if I went for bands. Well, I'll be damned. We getting rasta. I come through my college, got some new impasta. Who knew that I've been chopping up that lava? And so soon that we be dropping something hot die. So here's proof that I got something. Why you be so rude? You know who's asking, kid with the passion. Oh, you're just here for school. Not trying to pass this, while getting plastered all over Institute. Then why you attend to you? They think you invincible. But hold up, cause I'm nice when I'm on it, you know. Got a crew and I don't need more to roll. All these fumes puffing out when I smoke. Dropping the new one, they all hit my phone. But y'all say shit when I see you back home. And I seen it happen about a million times. Big moves and then about a million rides. But I'm trying to find dudes to really grind. Slow up that work, I'ma get a light. Off after bottle and I'm slow motion. You're coming at me like, whoa. Not too sure how I'ma make it home, but after tomorrow I'll know. Ten in the morning, I wake up and plan. Working too hard to be popping his ends. Getting too lifted, I'm nervous to land. All up, we landed. Ask me about it, I'll tell you again. Should've won, wanna die with your friends. You're only with it if I went for bands. Well, I'll be damned. We getting rasta. I come through my college, got some new impasta. Who knew that I've been chopping up that lava? And so soon that we be dropping something hot die. So here's proof that I got something for you. Change, yo, I'm probably sipping the drink. No way, not worry about fame. I'm wild, I'm finding my lane. Okay, keep throwing the shade, but I do not fuck with your hate. No way, not quite at the pain, brother, but we gon' be straight. Yeah, you know I smoke up with that caffeine. I sure love to the whole team. Got more fun than I don't be. And for much, I'll go sleep, you know. Up and down low, but I rise up. Ay, got no pressure for what I write, though. Yeah, feeling good now in the night. I'm more like cause I'm nice, bro. Stay true, I don't get hype on life. 10 in the morning, I wake up and plan. Working too hard to be popping his ends. Getting too lifted, I'm nervous to land. All up, we landed. Ask me about it, I'll tell you again. Should've won, wanna die with your friends. You're only with it if I went for bands. Well, I'll be damned. We getting rasta. I come through my college, got some new impasta. Who knew that I've been chopping up that lava? And so soon that we be dropping something hot die. So here's proof that I got something for ya.
This is WGMU, your voice amplified.